Rockauto.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Are you kidding me?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
No. Come on, you didn't expect me to stay a whole night, did you?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Are you in love with this man or what? I mean, tell me the story.
The Omega.
You think I'm losing my hair?
Heartbreak Mike.
Can I borrow some of your clothes until I buy some?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Can I get you a beer, glass of wine?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Everybody's got to dump on somebody, right? Of course.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G Marvin once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and rolling.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday night.
And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you.
Enough of that shit already. I'm bored. I'm bored with it, all right?
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where it's currently exploding over my head.
Mine too. Like out my window.
One day. You just had to wait one more day.
They don't wait.
I know. They've been blowing shit up since the first here.
Same.
Like, can you drunk rednecks tell what number the calendar is, please?
I walked into Walmart and saw this big ass display of fireworks, more than I've ever seen.
Have you seen the video going around of someone who lit one of those displays on fire?
No, I haven't.
It's kind of frightening.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm sure that Walmart will never be stocking fireworks again.
No, but you get a boatload of them for like $80 here. It's kind of scary.
Yay, America. Celebrate your independence by blowing the shit out of your own country.
Thanks, Matt. Please send to me on Twitter. Appreciate it.
Anyway, we shall get this started. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Heartbreak Mike, who I normally introduce here, is a little delayed. He will be joining us shortly. So for now, it is just me, the producer, and the one and only Tim Stein.
That would be me. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition, WTR Sunday Night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's a bullshit session. Tonight, isn't it?
Ooh. Bullshit's fun.
Just bullshitting around. That's all I'm talking about.
Right. Rock, turn on Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, that could be fun. Yeah, when you say, shit's exploding! I forgot tomorrow's Independence Day, of course. Friday was July 1st, Canada Day, and of course we always come first. That's just the way shit happens.
Don't worry. A lot of guys happen to that. That's nothing to be ashamed of.
You know, a lot of them will grow out of it. Not ever anything I've ever had to worry about, but whatever. I think it's kind of a sad point. No, but when you said shit's exploding above you, I'm thinking, oh, you guys got thunderstorms too?
We've had thunderstorms.
That was my first thought because it has been thunderstorming in this part of the world for almost an entire week off and on. And I guess that's not anything anybody who lives in Alberta should not be used to by now. But God damn it. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the weather.
Yeah, I'm in Florida. It's summer. The weather is horrible.
Florida in the summer is Florida in the winter, but on steroids.
Yeah, winter here. Yeah, winter here in Florida is called December 29th.
And how cold does it usually get December 29th in Florida?
You might get down to 70.
If you're lucky.
Go, Florida, go.
Have you lived in Florida all your life, Omega?
No, Indiana born.
Okay, do you miss seasons?
They were nice.
I was just curious. So.
Yeah, I miss the fall where everything's dying, but it's pretty. I miss snow.
What is it with things that are dying looking pretty hot and cute?
I'm not even going to touch that one. Pretty.
Yeah, don't take that the wrong way, because that probably didn't come out the right way.
Okay, so tonight's topic, Katie Vick.
I never did see what she looked like. They censored the whole Katie Vick thing up here in Canada when that came out.
Apparently she looks better dead than alive.
Okay.
Which Tim is apparently into.
What? I'm not celiac.
Oh my god, that is recorded forever.
Welcome to CB Radio Part 2. Isn't this the shit that you guys do on Saturday nights?
No, last night we had Kane Kins try to guess the top 20 comedy movies of all time.
Oh, and did he come even close?
He went 20 for 20.
What? Really?
What?
Yeah.
Not in order.
In order? I gave him a quote and the year of the movie, and he got them all right. All right.
So, yeah, no. So that was like a game show or something.
It was a game, yes.
Well, you didn't say it was like a game like that. You just said that he got it right. And I'm like, what? How could he guess all of them?
Well, he gave a quote in a year and he got them all right.
All right. Give me a movie quote in a year.
Why don't we pull up the thing? I'll tell you them.
Dead bullshit.
You did say bullshit right here. And, so give me a minute to pull all of that up.
Goddamn Skype.
It's not even goddamn Skype. It's called I Have to find the format from last
time. It's called you asked him for something he wasn't prepared for.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it's good to swerve him every now and then, isn't it, Omega?
Are we doing a network show on it?
Not if we don't want to get sued.
Ah.
You know, because we're just a bunch of jackasses on the radio right now. And really, wow, those are loud explosions in the back.
I heard it all the way in Alberta, Canada. Okay, yeah, that was a loud pop.
It's apocalypse now in my backyard.
Yeah, it is.
That joke. No.
So this is how we did it last night. I gave a year, 1987, and then I told a quote.
Does the Pope wear a funny hat?
What?
Does the Pope wear a funny hat?
Was that like what you played? Was that actually from the movie?
No, I have a random voice thing that just is playing the quote, but the quote
is Microsoft Sam's.
Yeah.
That quote.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the quote was, does the Pope wear a funny hat?
And it was 1987.
Yes. And not Googling, because I hear you typing.
And I'm not Googling. I'm not typing. I'm actually putting staples back into a box that I spilled. That's Omega. Is probably Googling.
It's not.
Okay. That's probably Rock making it sound like I'm typing because he wants to catch me in something.
No, it's me playing Minecraft because it sounds like you typing.
Oh, are you playing Minecraft?
So you know the answer, Tim?
Does the Pope wear a funny hat?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking. From 1987.
The next hint I would give.
Thrilling!
I know, right? That's why I ended the show. Gets rid of all this dead air. The next hint I would give is people in the movie, which would be Nicolas Cage and Holly Hunter.
Nicolas Cage and Holly Hunter?
Mm-hmm. This is number 50 on the list.
Nicolas Cage, Holly Hunter movie from 1987. The only thing I could think of would be Valley Girl, but that can't be it.
No, that's not it. It was Raising Arizona.
Oh, okay. I believe it or not, and people are going to be surprised by this, I've never seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either. Bits and pieces.
I haven't even seen bits or pieces of Raising Arizona, so I wouldn't have gotten it.
So that's what we did last night, and yeah, he went 20 for 20 in the last 20, because he challenged himself, because we were going through the top 100 list, and he said, you know, I can do 20 for 20. Well, we took him up on it, and he did. Yeah.
Rock, and give me one, and I won't take as long as Tim.
Oh, you mean the minute I actually close out the thing, I have to go back and look it up?
It's almost like you planned it, Omega.
Like I just closed it out and was like, all right, let's find you one for Omega. All right, I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Oh, I even know that. Even I know that one.
Oh, God, I've heard the line.
You know, if you said it in context.
Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
Close.
Oh.
The original.
Oh, was it the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, I can't remember what the first one was called. Like
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents. Okay, that's
I have,
the...
Greg. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? Now, bonus points if you can name the actor who said it.
I can, but I, you know.
No, you're cheating because it's right in front of you. See,
that De Niro?
Was, yeah.
That would be De Niro.
That would be Bob De Niro.
Here's one more. She's fabulous, but she's evil. 2004.
I abstain.
I don't think that's from a movie. I think that's what my girlfriend called my mother.
No, it's just in a description of my ex.
Mean Girls.
Never saw it, never wanted to see it.
All right, I'll give you one more. Tim should know this one. It's the one that says, bad motherfucker.
Ha! That's not a comedy, though.
That's what they said, too, but apparently it's listed as a comedy. The movie is?
Come on, Omega, you gotta get this one.
No.
Pulp Fiction.
I've never seen it.
Really? Give me my wallet. Which one's yours? The one that says bad motherfucker.
Not really my type of movie.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino. He's a one-dimensional director, producer, scriptwriter. But he's not quite the hack that J.J. Abrams is.
Yeah, jeez.
Did I just say something bad, or do you agree with me?
Oh, you mean lens flare man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're agreeing with me. He's a hack. He's a one-hit wonder hack.
Never been terribly impressed.
He's come up with a couple of good movies, but everything is rehashed from the original stories. And I'm sorry, don't come up with a new way to tell the you know a story that's already been told and call it a reboot or you know a reimagining. That's just crazy. Anyway, all that being said, we've probably stalled long enough, and Mike's probably within 5 minutes of being closer to home.
You would hope. He said he was 10 minutes away at 9:53. It's now 10:30, so.
So, yeah, he lied. And then he said, oh, I'm stuck in traffic. And I think he lied.
Yeah.
Maybe not intentionally, but he still lied. Anyway, yeah, of course, naturally, I missed a couple of weeks of WTR Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm pretty sure those of you who are tuned in have that figured out. A couple weeks ago, that was Father's Day. Last week, I lost my internet. This week, we've got our fingers crossed that the internet won't go down.
So, some of us.
Some of us. Mainly the producer. Anyway, so things you've missed, Tim.
What's that?
You've missed some few things since you've been gone.
Yeah, you wanted to get my reaction to some stuff that you guys were talking about when I was not available.
Roman Reigns. What's your thoughts on him being suspended?
It's kind of sort of like I said, I don't really have any thoughts and opinions other than, way to go, dumbass. I guess he was tested positive for amphetamines, you said?
Amphetamines, yes.
Yeah, amphetamines. That's speed. I mean, it's worse than cocaine. Yeah, sure, I get it. It's Ritalin. I mean, Ritalin is an amphetamine, but there are different types of amphetamines. People with ADD, ADHD, they take amphetamine-laced drugs like Ritalin to help them focus and bring in clarity and improve their concentration. So in that sense, it's a performance enhancing drug. Okay.
There's actually athletes who do use ADHD medication as a performance enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a catcher, Carlos Ruiz for the Philadelphia Phillies. He got suspended for it, but that's what he uses. And he had a doctor's note as well.
And that's all fine and dandy. I mean, if you can get your hands on your kids Ritalin, first off, you shouldn't be drugging your kids, but that's neither here nor there. You know, for those of us with attention deficit disorder, when I was a kid, we had somebody slam the desk in front of us and yell in our face, pay attention! That worked. That worked really well. But still, speed is an amphetamine. Amphetamines is speed, which is worse than cocaine as far as hyping and pumping you up and such like that. So as far as that goes, yeah, Roman Reigns, you're a dumbass for taking amphetamines.
He had apologized in front of the entire locker room for it. He was ordered to do so.
Uh-huh.
So that's the update on that one.
That's all fine and dandy. And then you said that he also tested positive for Mary Jane.
Yeah, which is a $2,500 fine.
Yeah, you know, the only reason why the hemp plant and marijuana is illegal, and this just makes me laugh my ass off. In the United States, you guys have it listed as a class one narcotic.
Yeah, which is really fucking stupid.
It is. It's not a narcotic, for Christ's sakes. Yes, it's mind-altering. The effects are similar to alcohol without the rage. Anybody who has been in the room with anybody who has been drunk.
We
talking about.
There's a lot of, like, when that first became a thing in the U.S., there was a lot of just really heinous propaganda going around to immediately demonize it.
Do you know why it was demonized?
Do you have an actual, like, factual reason, or?
This is an actual factual reason, and I'm not trying to stir bullshit and make it all bad joke stuff.
Well, I don't mean like bad joke. I mean like, cause I know what the propaganda was. I know what they were trying to, pin it on, but.
Okay, tell me the propaganda.
Let's see. Well, the more recent stuff is films like, the more well known was a film called Reefer Madness.
Yeah, from the 50s, yeah.
Yeah, from the 50s, where apparently marijuana really, like, sent you on a cocaine high, which, yep. no, and caused you to be a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
I've known potheads. They're lucky they can find their feet, let alone a deadly weapon.
Well, you know, just to add to what you're talking about, to dispel Reefer Madness, you know, back when snowboarding first made the Winter Olympics, the gold medal was won by a Canadian named Ross Robliati. Now, he was tested positive for marijuana, and people are saying the guy should have his gold medal stripped because he had pot in his system. And we in Canada, who have had experience with marijuana, are all thinking, you know what, if the guy won a gold medal stoned on pot, give him another gold medal just for doing that.
Now, here's the stuff, like, here's the heinous stuff. And this goes back to, like, I want to say late 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
Where, when pot first became a thing in the U.S., they actually were, like, they were putting up, propaganda that, apparently it would cause, African Americans, black people, to, rape white women.
So that would be the early 1900s. You said late 1900s.
Well, no, I don't think it was that long ago.
Yeah.
Like, it was like really, really heinous shit.
Yeah, well, the propaganda you're talking about sprung up around the mid-30s.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, are you ready for exactly why marijuana is illegal?
Let's have it.
Why it was outlawed?
Let's have it.
There was a very, very powerful, very well-known newspaper magnate by the name of William Randolph Hearst, father or grandfather to kidnap victim Patty Hearst.
Oh, I know his rental cars.
Yes. Huh? Hearst?
Hertz.
Hertz versus Hearst. Anyway, he not only – he's the guy who said, you supply the What did he say? You supply the war, we'll supply the story, or something like that. You supply the story, we'll supply the war, something like that. It's a famous quote that I'm just totally mangling right now. But anyway, he had a very large stake in wood pulp produced paper. And he was powerful enough and connected enough with politics. He was able to force politicians, or talk them into it, read bribe, into outlawing marijuana and hemp. Now, here's what's really cool, and a lot of Americans won't know this. Back in the 1700s, when the United States was first founded, it was actually law that people who farmed more than a couple of acres had to allocate a certain amount of land to grow hemp. This stuff was it's more versatile than cotton. It's stronger than cotton. It's better than cotton for making clothing. And, yeah, if you smoke the buds, it will give you a little bit of a mind trip. And it's more soothing than alcohol. Doesn't give you a hangover. It's pretty much the same kind of buzz that booze gives you without the side effects that booze has. However, William Randolph Hearst was successful in lobbying to get it outlawed. because hemp paper was cheaper to produce and make than wood pulp paper. And it was his competition. And that is why marijuana is illegal.
It's a money thing. I'm so shocked.
Yeah, there you go. It's all about money. So yeah, there's no reason for pot to be illegal. I mean, until that happened, it was actually used for medicinal reasons. And now you've got these pro-marijuana advocates trying to put forth all of these newly discovered reasons, medical reasons, to allow people to smoke dope. It's not newly discovered. It was around since like the 1800s even.
This reminds me, go listen to our Rob Van Dam interview in the archive section of wildtalkradio.com.
He talked a little bit about it, did he?
A little bit.
So, but anyway, there you go. There's the reason. So as far as him being tested positive for marijuana and getting fined $2,500, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you walk down the street in Canada with a lit joint and you're going to get in trouble with the cop. Sure. Cause, you know, technically it's still illegal. However, they're legalizing pot in the entire country up here. This is what's going to happen to you. Well, 7 times out of 10, the cop is going to say, put it out and wait till you get home.
We're kind of working on it here. Colorado did it, and hey, guess what? Crime rate didn't change, except you're arresting a lot fewer people for stupid stuff you shouldn't be sending them to jail for. Mm-hmm. And wow, the tax revenue is way up.
And yeah, you know, there are people in Leavenworth still doing time for a seed. So, yeah, like I said, as far as him doing the weed, I don't care. I really, or who was that guy on? What is it? I think ESPN, that black dude going, weed. You know what I'm talking, you know who I'm talking about?
Nope.
No, it was just all over Twitter last night, just making me laugh my ass off on my timeline. But anyway, yeah, I'm sorry, Omega. I should have known better than to ask you a sports related question.
Yeah, what did I tell you? You know the guy from ESPN?
Yeah, like right in the middle of my tirade, and I just realized he's going to think I'm talking about Coach, but no. Sorry about that. I should know better. But yeah, it's stupid. But for doing the amphetamines, yeah, kick him in the ass. He gets a 30-day suspension, fine. There's your class one narcotic right there.
And even if you're pro marijuana, let's put it aside. It's the fucking rule of the company.
Yep.
This is the same shit that happened to RVD.
Mm-hmm.
You're handed the world title. That means you're handed the company. And in RVD's case, he's handed his entire brand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're going to ECW as the third brand. You are the flagship. Hold this belt. Make us money. You know, we're putting the... What are the odds an ECW guy actually does get to run with the ball in the WWE?
And then the next thing you know... Hey, Sabu, quick, eat this. I did that once. I'll admit it. I'm not going to tell you how old I was. I'll just tell you it was so long ago. I was still living in Ontario. We were out in the countryside inside John's van. There were 1, 2, 3, 4 of us, and we had found some funny cigarettes, and we were passing it around, and then we see lights coming, and the cherry on top, woo, 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 pulling us over. I'm like, oh, shit. So I put it out, and I ate the damn thing. Let me tell you, it did not taste like spinach.
Wouldn't think it.
So, but here's the thing. If you're going to do dope, stay at home or at your friend's place or at the party. Don't get behind the wheel of a vehicle. Intoxication is intoxication. It doesn't matter if it's from marijuana, alcohol, or any other drug. Just don't drive if you're going to indulge yourself in anything. This public service announcement brought to you by TJ Omega, all over the internet except Facebook. So, have I given you a complete enough reaction to Roman Reigns being suspended?
Maybe.
You want more?
Not really.
You know, that's my immediate reaction, dumbass. But what can you do, right? Speaking about dumbasses, and no, I'm not talking about either Jerry Lawler or his fiance specifically, maybe both, you never know, but his suspension got lifted. He's been reinstated immediately, Omega.
Adam Rose is pissed somewhere right now.
Here's the thing. Adam Rose and his ADHD, so he had a legitimate reason to take it. I got a doctor's note. He goes all the way back to welcome Cotter. Yeah, please let Juan wrestle with amphetamines in his system. Signed, Epstein's mom.
Yeah, it's not even signed Adam Rose's mom. It's signed Epstein's mom.
Why not? It's funny. So, yeah, this whole thing with Jerry Lawler and his fiance, I guess the wedding's off. Hey, the engagement's been broken.
One would think. That's a real strong commitment if a gun and suicide threats are involved, and no, we're sticking this out.
Well, you know, I'm called a dirty old man, but he's like 60, what, 63?
She actually could be his daughter.
Granddaughter. She's 27.
Yeah. That's too far.
That's just like, you know, what was that movie? Dazed and Confused? Matthew McConaughey hanging outside the high school?
Another movie I haven't seen.
High school. I keep getting older, but the girls keep staying the same age. That is as direct a quote as I can remember from the movie. But apparently one of them pulled a gun on the other one? Is that the allegation?
It's not that they pulled a gun on them, but supposedly Jerry had an unloaded gun in the house that was placed on the counter.
Okay.
And the argument was either she was threatening to kill herself with it versus her argument, which was Jerry was like slamming it down in front of her and saying, go and kill yourself. One or the other. It doesn't say, and we will never know because it's a all charges drop situation. Nothing is being filed. There's nothing going to happen beyond this point. So
I think Heartbreak Mike has finally joined us.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Stupid children and their fireworks.
Yeah. It's July 3rd. What's up with you guys in America?
Rage.
We heard a few booms go off in Philadelphia tonight, too.
And a lot of booms in D.C. Matter of fact, one probably across the street from me. Pig fuckers.
And what about, go ahead, ask Omega about the explosions around his.
Rage.
You get the idea.
It's the beaches of Normandy up here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You had to pick Normandy, did you?
What's wrong with Normandy?
Like, this fireworks right here, it's like, oh my god, Edge is going to WrestleMania.
It looks like a Jeff Hardy match in here.
Stop.
Wait a minute, what year? Jeff Hardy match, what year?
A week ago?
Well, that's...
Okay, that counts. Jeff Hardy match, circa, what, 2002? Okay.
What, haven't you seen the final deletion?
How bad was it?
I didn't watch. I just saw the promo videos.
I'm scared to watch it.
He's still in TNA, isn't he? Is TNA still a thing?
It's not a thing, but it's still.
The jury's still out on that.
It's still. That's all that matters.
Still. It's not a thing, but it's still.
Oh my god. That's all I can say is oh my god. Anyway. So, Mike, you missed the new intro, and you missed my reaction to Roman Reigns, but you tuned in just in time for quick talk about Jerry Lawler's suspension. Do you feel caught up?
I am caught up. Yes, I am.
There you go. So, did you know that apparently Cody Rhodes is going to be a guest star on the TV series Arrow?
Really amazing.
Omega, is this really amazing?
Kind of is.
You're sort of surprised by this?
It seems like a natural fit, but, you know, it's not so much that, you know, Cody Rhodes and Stephen Amell get along so well. It's that, a network would let a pro wrestler go into his first acting gig beyond one of their major TV shows.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, you say, you know, Amell and Cody get along so well. They're supposed to be like really good friends, aren't they? And that's one of the main reasons why Stephen Amell was brought into the WWE for SummerSlam last year?
I would assume so. I mean,
Stephen Amell might have a little bit of pull.
I would say so. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess just, because it was that obvious to me, it's you know, it was no surprise.
I want the phone call of like Cody Rhodes calling up Stephen's like, dude, I need a job.
I need some stuff to do until September.
The Stardust shit ain't going anywhere.
What happened to your wrestling? Oh, I got released. Why? Because I didn't want to do it anymore. I couldn't stand that gold paint.
I wanted to wrestle. I didn't want to entertain. I wanted to wrestle.
Yeah, and now he's going to guest star on Arrow as a villain wearing red paint.
They confirm who he's playing?
I think we have a hunch.
Yeah, no, me saying he's going to wear red paint, that was just me pulling shit out of thin air. I haven't.
Yeah, kind of figured.
Let's find out.
But he could wind up guest starring as what's-his-name. What's his name? Like from the comics. Anyway. Oh,
what's in your head right now? What are you looking for? Like, what's...
It's been so long since I looked at the Arrow comic. The Green Arrow comics.
Okay.
He had an enemy that had red paint. Am I getting that confused with another one?
I don't know. The only red character in the Green Arrow mythos is Red Arrow, who became Arsenal.
Yeah.
And Arsenal was kind of opposed to him for a while, but is largely a psychic / secondary hero.
Which wound up being Speedy.
Yeah, it was Speedy.
Yeah.
Until he was on Speed. Because that was like the first time you had oh wow, like we have a superhero with a heroin addiction. So he's dealing with he had real issues. Like,
I've got
gritty issues.
Yeah, I've got to reconnect with my geek, my inner geek. It's been a while. I've been trying though. I've been marathoning Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit today.
Okay.
Okay.
How much free time has that left you?
Well, the goddamn movies are so long. They've just actually become background noise to all the projects that I've been doing around the house today. So, but
as Lord of the Rings was long enough, and then they did director's cuts to make them longer, and then they did The Hobbit, and I'm sure The Hobbit has director cuts.
It's like the poor man's version of Star Wars releases.
I'd hardly say that. It costs a fucking fortune to get all of those DVDs.
Well, relatively speaking. I mean, I'm not talking financially. I'm talking about how many different DVD and VHS and Blu-ray releases did George Lucas do before he finally sold it to Disney?
Too many.
I had the original release on VHS. I had the special edition release on VHS. I had the regular edition on DVD. I had the special edition on DVD. I didn't get the Blu-ray because I don't have a Blu-ray player. So
all I know is Disney is releasing the actual movies at some point, and that's all I care about.
And that's all that matters. Well, there you go. Yeah. I have to admit that I'm looking forward to that spinoff. Looks pretty good.
It kind of varies.
Well, from what I've seen, and there's a cameo. Darth Vader is going to be in it. Darth Vader Returns. My God, we should do some kind of geek movie show on this network. What do you think?
I don't know if a geek show would work here.
It's a good thing the producer's not listening, because you know what would happen if he was.
Shut up.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy. Yeah, anyway, you know, I'm sorry. At this point in time, I see this as sour grapes, but we got more bitching from CM Punk. He's just bitching that WWE is treating its talent like indentured servants. And there's a whole, big quote that, back in, I want to say 2011, his contract was up and they were trying to re-sign him and they were trying to, lowball him. And, welcome to the real world. That's what happens everywhere else. When you're a contract employee, they try to lowball you and get you for as little as they can get you for.
I hate talking these situations because it's really hard to splice out where everything comes from because, part of that, they're trying to lowball me. The underwritten thing there is I'm worth more than they ask, which there is a huge ego to that in the first place.
Yeah, well, that's a catch-22 because if you want to be good, if you are good, if you want to be thought of as good, if you want to be considered good, you do have to display at least a modicum of an ego.
That's true.
The other part too of this is we do know that there was some legitimate bullshit going on with how he was treated. Like you can see in matches, he very clearly had an infection that they weren't treating and they had him wrestle through.
Yeah, I will admit they did drop the ball with him, but His level of bitterness is, I think, is just on a slightly higher level than it needs to be.
I wish you just shut up about it. Like, dude, you're a comic book writer now. Shut up.
Go off into the corner and write your comics.
And then get your ass beat in UFC.
And then take all of the fans who demand to chant your name at shows even today. Take them with you. I really, at this point in time, he's just, you know, whined and bitched and complained so much that I don't care about his UFC career. I don't care unless he gets his ass handed to him, in which case, then I want to see the fight if I know that's going to happen.
I know it's going to happen.
Is that mean of me to say so?
No, I think me and Rock were in the same boat. I really want to see him get annihilated.
So I've got no problems with
apparently that. His training is not going too well, so it's a distinct possibility.
Not as good as he thinks he is, I bet you.
Oh, not a chance.
Unlike Brock Lesnar. And we all know that Brock has built up this persona in WWE and professional wrestling of being the irresistible force. The only thing about it is it's legit. And if you don't believe us, go back and watch some of the UFC footage of him beating the shit out of people.
Yeah, Brock doesn't need to beat people up. Like, he just as soon eat them right then and there.
Look at you.
The only reason he doesn't just straight up devour his opponent is because he'd get arrested for murder, which would stop him from beating up more people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Catch 22 all the way around, kids.
Yeah, getting arrested would seriously cut into my ass kicking time.
There you go. Yeah, well, on that note, I think it's time for us to take our first break of the evening. We've been going for, 45 minutes because we started 15 minutes late. Thanks, Mike!
Sorry.
All right, you apologize, we forgive you.
Fucking Canadians.
What? Oh, because I forgave him?
Forgiveness, yes.
Strange. You know how to tell if you're standing next to a Canadian, don't you, Omega?
How?
Stomp on his foot and see if he's the one who apologizes. That being said, everybody, I just want to put it out there. 45 years ago today,
Tim's jokes were invented.
Yeah, there you go. No, on this is kind of a serious note, and this is the reason for all of the music that we're playing tonight for Intro Extra. 45 years ago today, Jim Morrison found dead in his bathtub in Paris. And so as a little bit of an homage to the American poet. Of course, we've got a whole bunch of music from the Doors. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Let's Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
With a little girl in a Hollywood bungalow. Are you a lucky little lady in the city of life? Or did you not alone?
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Woo! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. Oh! You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stage.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh, my.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were... Fandangoing, yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what'd you pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? Great.
I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Bryan, of course.
Yeah!
Why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Said it. Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet, just yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to tame the Cobra.
No, no, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he took the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, that was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get wrong? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right. So you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR picked. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Hey everybody, this is Joseph Park from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Quick little mute of the mic because I had to clear my throat. Guys,
Do you realize a full 6 months has come and gone since the beginning of the year?
No, Tim. I wasn't aware it was July.
Okay. So it was a bit of a redundant question. The reason why I mentioned that is because it is time we did this last year. We didn't really think about it until, oh my God, I don't know, 5 o'clock, Mr. Producer. Was it 5 p.m. we thought about this? And we decided to talk about match of the year so far, wrestler of the year so far, women's wrestler of the year so far, and the holy shit moment of the year so far. To this point, we've also narrowed it down to candidates, and I'm sure that the two of you have the rundown sheet in front of you, and you can see what we've got going on here.
My opinion is being forced upon me.
Your opinion is being forced. Well, if you've got something on, you know, your mind that's not on the list, feel free to bring it up and we'll talk about it. How about that one?
No, I can't think of anything else.
Well, then your opinion's not really being forced on you.
My opinion is being forced on me.
Oh my God. You support Trump, don't you?
Let's go. Whoa. Okay.
Wait a second. Don't hang up. I'm sorry. I take it back.
Jesus.
Don't do that to me, man.
I apologize. I was just teasing, kind of.
Right.
Yeah, them be fighting words. You're so right, Matt. I'm a bad boy, Abbott. Anyway, we're just gonna start with the very top of the list and move all the way down to the very bottom of the list in no particular order here. This is just the way that it got set up. Instead of calling it match of the year, we should call it match of the half year. And so that's what we're going to do. Now, our candidates are Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles, Part 2. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn. Charlotte versus Becky versus Sasha. AJ Styles versus John Cena. Charlotte versus Natty. Now, that's the roadblock match. Samoa Joe versus Finn Balor, the cage match. These are all the candidates. And before we start discussing things, Omega, what's your opinion of the candidates here?
Do you seem like good candidates? Like, I remember all of these matches fairly well, which is usually a good sign.
Well, usually, like, if it stands out enough for you to remember it, it's a potential candidate, in my opinion. Don't you agree, Mike?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You like the list?
I do. I really enjoy the list. I was actually... The roadblock one is pretty good. That was very good of Charlotte and Natty. I like that.
Oh, is that the one that stands out the most for you?
Take
a look at the list because you're currently on the hot seat.
Actually, Natty, no. The one that stands out for me is Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn.
Okay, and why is that?
You have two top guys in their prime at NXT going at it for the first time. Ever. They've had an opportunity to do it in Japan, other promotions, you know, but they did it in WWE, and it was a perfect way for NXT to say, thank you, Sami Zayn, here's your match.
By having a guy kick the shit out of his skull.
Hey, if he can survive Kevin, he can survive Shinsuke.
I'm not quite sure.
I think I'd rather take a kick to the head than a package pile driver.
That really depends on the kick to the head.
And the pile driver and who's giving
it. Rage.
Okay, so your candidate is Shinsuke versus Sammy. What about you, Omega?
Actually, I'm going to agree with that.
No.
Aside from being, a phenomenal match, it's the kind of match you'd never see in the WWE.
Hell no.
Because that was legit strong style match.
All those kicks.
Oh, dear God, the kicks. Match was brutal. Like, when you've got a crowd chanting, fight forever, you've done something right, because I've never heard that.
Never.
I've heard a whole bunch of different chants. That is one that, for me, that's a new one. Definitely.
Yeah. It's a chant I agree with, aside from they would kill each other at some point.
Yeah. Well, you know, me looking at this list, there are a lot of picks that you would have a hard time arguing with anybody if they were to, you know, pick anything else besides the two that you guys picked. I mean, Samoa Joe versus Finn Balor in the cage, that was incredible. just absolutely off the hook. Charlotte versus Natty. Natty is the wrestler that put Charlotte on the map in WWE. They had a, excuse me, they had a great go-round in NXT. Like, Charlotte had a great go-round in NXT. But coming up, sure, she's the daughter of the Nature Boy. But all of that didn't do the same for Charlotte's career in the big league, if you will, than the matches with Natty. That is a very, very strong candidate. Everything that you guys pointed out, Shinsuke versus Sammy, it's just really, really next to impossible to ignore that one in favor of any of the other ones on this list, to tell you the truth. And I think we have in our first match of the half year, our first consensus three-way agreement on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the next up is wrestler of the half year. Now, we've narrowed it down to AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, and Sami Zayn. And I think that those are all fantastic options. Mike, do you have anybody you want to add to the list?
No. Because you've got, mostly our ROH guys. No, actually, I don't.
Okay, fair enough. Omega, how about you? Do you have anybody that you might think about adding to that list?
No, the list is pretty solid to me. You had so many guys who are out for a good chunk of the year, so a lot of the candidates you typically have or think to have can't be put up there.
That's exactly the reason why we didn't put Cena or Rollins up there. We had a discussion about that and said, well, we can't put them up there. Even though they've come back and they're making an impact, they've been gone for most of the year. They don't – that – sorry. You know, they're disqualified. But with everybody on that list, I think that my pick would be narrowed down to I've got three candidates in that entire list. Omega, does any one particular candidate stick out for you? Or do you have like two or three that you want to choose from?
For me, there's one candidate I could pick out.
Okay.
That's going to be AJ.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to someone who came in as what WWE thought was kind of a roll of the dice, someone who'd end up in the mid card and absolutely exploded.
Fair enough.
The kind of thing that, you know, they have to roll, the kind of heat and the kind of reaction they have to roll with no matter what, because, you know, they didn't realize they were bringing in someone who was going to be that big. They gave him a pretty big ball for a WWE newcomer, and my God, the man has rolled with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the matches have been outstanding.
Okay, so your wrestler for the half year is AJ. All right, Mike.
I'm gonna have to the ones that stand out: AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens. The reason why, Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose. They had a match. Was it the ladder match for the Intercontinental? No, it was a tables match for the Intercontinental Championship. And I thought that by far was a classic Intercontinental Championship match because they told a story and it was an amazing finish. And just having those two go at it, freaking amazing. And then you have AJ Styles. The one moment when you saw AJ and Kevin Owens at the Royal Rumble go at it, that was exciting. Oh my God, Kevin Owens. Oh my God, AJ Styles going at it. Yes, childhood, moist. And then you got Dean Ambrose, the guy who's been working his ass off, going through so much, and then finally winning the big one. Those three. I choose.
All right, so those are the three that you've narrowed it down to. Now you've got to pick one out of those three.
AJ Styles.
That took you too long. Like, be quicker on your choosing here. Yeah, I suppose that your reasons are the same as Omega's?
AJ Styles started in WWE with nothing and then came up as something in WWE. What can I say?
Okay, there you go. Now, for me, yeah, the three candidates that I'm looking at, that I've basically narrowed it down to are the exact same three that, you pointed out there, Mike. AJ, Dean Ambrose, and Kevin Owens. And, for the entertainment value, I mean, those three are, if you're going to any show, house show, televised taping, whatever, one of those three guys wrestling, you're getting your money's worth. AJ Styles comes on the scene and the whole thing with him showing up in WWE and WWE thinking, well, he's going to be a glorified mid-carder, just harkens back to Rob Van Dam, Omega, and his debut.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I pointed you out because you're a big, huge RVD fan, and you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. RVD warned WWE. He's a big star. He's got a huge following. He's got people who are going to go nuts for him in WWE. And he's not a mid-carder. He's a main eventer. And sure enough, the night that he shows up, that's exactly what happened. AJ Styles, his WWE debut reminds me a little bit of that because there is that similarity to it. That being said, everything going on with AJ from there to now at this point in time is nothing that I didn't expect to have happen. With Kevin Owens, well, Kevin Owens is Kevin Owens. I really don't know what to say other than that. You know, fight Kevin, fight. He plays the heel perfectly. And he makes the mid card great. And he's one of those guys, you could put him in the mid card or make him a main event player. And I can see him fitting in both very comfortably. And as a matter of fact, I think that he's going to step up into the main event status, very, very shortly. Dean Ambrose, however, has had a whole bunch of stuff thrown at him. What are we going to do with Dean? He's the third member of the Shield. He's established his personality, his character. He is so over with the fans, it's practically scary. We're not quite at Stone Cold Steve Austin levels, but the parallels are still there. And the culmination of his half year, leading to him cashing in Money in the Bank and being the current WWE World Heavyweight Champion, is the icing on the cake with everything going on. Saw a absolutely phenomenal match between him and Triple H that just sure, Dean lost, but it catapulted him into another level just because of the sell job that Triple H gave Dean. And that was like the perfect rub from a veteran to the newer guy. And, you know, like things are getting brighter all the time. And so my wrestler of the half year is Dean Ambrose. Feel free to disagree, by the way.
Where are you? Oh, we are.
There you go. I mean, yeah, we're not picking the same guys. I mean, but if you want to argue my choice, go ahead.
Oh, your choice isn't as good as ours. There.
And you're just saying that because you chose AJ and I chose Dean. Ha ha. All right. So for the next category, Women's Wrestler of the Year. Now, we've got Charlotte, Nettie, Asuka, and Sasha Banks. All of them, great candidate, sure. One problem with Sasha Banks on this list is she hasn't been on TV a lot since WrestleMania. She hasn't been around a lot since WrestleMania. But at this moment in time, she's got fans drooling over a match between her and Charlotte for the title, which is probably the SummerSlam match. And yeah, we haven't seen a lot of her, but to have that level of fan support after being out of the spotlight, out of sight, out of mind, and all this other stuff is still saying a hell of a lot. Natty on this list, well, you know, like she's, sure, she's not women's champion. She hasn't held a title in a while, but WWE is leaning on her to get everybody else over. And that is being the unspoken hero, the unsung hero, if you will, of the women's division. Natty deserves to be on this list. You've got Charlotte, who's the women's champion, who is over thanks in large part to her work with Natalya. And then, of course, how can you discard Asuka? And, well, hell, there's just a lot of shit that I can say. My pick on this one, right now at this point in time, I've got to go with Charlotte, is my woman's wrestler of the half year, Mike.
You know what? Jeez, for the half year. I do want to see Sasha Banks because she has done a lot of stuff, but she's gotten injured so much and she's been put on the sidelines quite often. Natalya, seasoned veteran, WWE season veteran, female season veteran. Okay. Charlotte accomplished so much in her WWE career, her young career as well. Men headlined WrestleMania. I'm sorry. Co-main evented a pay-per-view back to back. Can't beat that. And then you have Asuka, a Japanese sensation, coming to America. Honestly, and she's undefeated on top of that. But I want to go with Asuka, but because talent-wise, but because of the accolades in WWE, I have to go with Charlotte.
All right. Omega, you're up.
I think I'm going to have to make it unanimous for Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Taking nothing away from the level of popularity Sasha Banks has earned. Taking nothing away from Asuka coming in and being an immediate big deal in NXT. Mm-hmm. Taking nothing away from Natty being the workhorse of the women's division. Charlotte is, Charlotte's the champion, has been the champion for a while now, and has carried it very well. I can't really, I can't really find any reasons that haven't been stated at this point. She's done a phenomenal job carrying what is a brand new women's division, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be my vote.
There you go. So, another unanimous pick with all of us, choosing Charlotte over everybody else. This was a fun one to put together. The holy shit moment of the year, Omega. Now, I'm sure you've read the list already.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything to add to that list?
TNA still functioning?
Holy shit. Really?
No. Okay. I barely call it functioning, honestly, but technically.
Technically.
It's a solid list. Like, those are the big moments I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Every single one of them stands out one way or the other. Mike, do you have anything to add to it?
Nope, I don't.
Okay, I want to add something to Omega's point about TNA.
All right.
This Tuesday night, the final deletion.
The final deletion.
Brother Nero and broken Matt Hardy.
Jeez, if you're going to do it, you got to say it correctly.
Seven flashbacks to Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Brother Nero.
There you go. Happens this Tuesday, the final deletion. It's a thing.
If I had a PVR, it would be a thing because it would be the final deletion off of my PVR.
Anyway, back to what you guys were talking about.
Yeah, all right. So the holy shit moment of the year, ladies and gentlemen, here's the candidates. AJ Styles' debut, Shane McMahon's return, Shane McMahon's fall off the top of the cage at WrestleMania, the Enzo Amore concussion, Dean Ambrose cashes in his money in the bank, Samoa Joe winning the NXT championship at a house show, Triple H winning the Royal Rumble at being entrant number 30.
Hashtag Triple H movement.
Shut up, fuck off, and stop it all at once. Roman Reigns winning the WWE championship. And, of course, the Legends of WrestleMania taking down the League of Nations. That was fun, having all the Legends come out and beat the crap out of the League of Nations. Roman Reigns winning the WWE Championship is up there because it was Roman Reigns winning the WWE Championship when, holy shit, they actually went through with it. Triple H winning the Royal Rumble. I thought he was supposed to be retired. What's he doing wrestling? Holy shit, he won, and that makes him champion again, which means he only needs one more win to tie Ric Flair. Samoa Joe wins the NXT championship at a house show. That was definitely holy shit. That was like, what? Are you kidding?
Especially at a house show.
Wow. Dean Ambrose cashing in. He warned everybody if he was going to win it, he was cashing it in. God damn it, he did. Definitely holy shit, not for the right reasons. Enzo Amore suffering a concussion in a tag team match against the Vaudevillains. Shane McMahon falling off the top of the cage. Hey, I said it. I put memes out on Twitter. Shane McMahon pointing at something off camera. I'm jumping off that. Well, he jumped off the top of the cage.
Can't we?
Shane McMahon returning to the WWE. Surprise appearance on Monday Night Raw. I wasn't waiting for it or expecting it or I didn't read any spoilers or have any inkling that was going to happen. So here come the money. I'm like, no way. What? What the fuck? That's my reaction when that happened. I'm like, holy shit. Shame. And of course, AJ Styles debuts and he shows up when? Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble.
And they screwed it up because they had that camera on Roman when I Am Phenomenal appeared on the Jumbotron, and I can't tell you how pissed off I am that we as a TV audience did not get to see that because I would have really popped.
We didn't get a chance to see that. We all bitched and complained about it that night on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Director completely asleep at the wheel on that one.
Yep. All of those candidates, that's my breakdown. It's just like, wow. My number one holy shit moment of the half year, Shane McMahon returning to WWE, showing up at Monday Night Raw. That was, for me, the holy shit moment of the half year, Omega.
Yeah, I'm actually going to agree with that one. That's a lot of holy shit on the list.
That was just like, did you even have an inkling? I didn't have an inkling.
No. I never thought I'd see it. Period. Ever.
But nothing was leaked out.
No. And that's a big factor for me. Is, AJ was rumored for a long time, so it's kind of built up to it. I was kind of expecting it. Shane McMahon had a match, so I expected him to fall. Joe winning the belt, great moment, not a holy shit. Not as big of a holy shit because it's Samoa Joe. I kind of figured he'd hold the belt. Triple H was more of a, oh god, this is what they're doing.
Triple H movement.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Oh, this is so much fun.
Roman was, again, expected. We knew that was going to happen. The Legends of WrestleMania really just kind of felt like icing on a shit cake because we were kind of hyped up for New Day, who had this huge entrance, and they were like at the hottest they'd ever been. And really, the League won. You guys were broken up 3 months later.
3 months.
They're
broken up in like 3 weeks.
I was broke. I was being optimistic. Holy shit.
He was
trying to give him a little bit more credit than that. What?
Yeah, he was being generous.
Remember, Wade Barrett left the group the next day.
The group? He left the fucking company the next day.
No, he left. He got fired. He got released like 6 weeks later.
Whatever.
Okay, like the only one on the list that is like pure 100% holy shit, did not expect that, is not soured in any way, Shane McMahon returning.
And to go back, the only thing that was mentioned the night Shane returned was something big is going to happen in the opening segment was a rumor that was spread on the internet.
And that's all that was released.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. No one said Shane. They said Christmas come early or whatever. But you don't think Shane because it's Shane. He was long gone for like 7 years, so yeah.
It's off in China being a media mogul.
Yeah, so there you go. Mike, your turn.
My, Jesus, it's a tie between AJ Styles coming to WWE and the return of Shane McMahon. Anybody who knows me, I'm a huge Shane McMahon fan, and to hear him, to like hear his music, I'm like, no, they're just pulling my fucking leg. And then when I see him, all I can think is like, holy shit, that became a thing that happened. And then he's like, yo, so I'm here to take over WWE. Moist.
God.
And then it happened. And then Undertaker versus Shane McMahon. Moist.
And stop saying moist.
And then everyone knows, wait, Shane McMahon's about to jump off of something. What is he going to jump off of? You motherfucker, you're not the, and you fell off of that. All right. You know what? You're the real MVP. So Shane McMahon returning was a holy shit moment for me. Moist.
Stop saying that!
Moist.
Are you on some FM rock station introducing the latest song by the new group or whatever? There you go. So, yeah, there it is. Shane McMahon returns, blows everybody's mind, and it's the holy shit moment of the half year. Now, of course, all of these are candidates for the entire thing, which will wrap up in December. Stay tuned for that one. We'll actually plan that one out and make announcements and shit like that and let you know in advance. Story of the year. This is not storyline, kids. This is real. Real stories, real shit that happened last 6 months. And here we've got Daniel Bryan retiring in the ring. The passing of China, Roman Reigns' suspension, Adam Rose suspended, then getting released for almost the same thing as Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar's return to UFC, and of course, the return of the brand extension. Stories of the half year. Go, Mike.
Story, the thing that got me, it has to be Brock Lesnar returning to UFC, because there was so much shit behind it. There was a lot of talk that wasn't supposed to happen. No one was supposed to tell anybody. It was supposed to be a surprise. Mm. Wait, how come it's not on the UFC website anymore? Who is he facing? How come he's getting an opponent, but CM Punk has yet to debut? Pretty much that was the news, because it's like, wait, was this supposed to happen? Holy shit. No, it wasn't. Brock goes apeshit, yada, yada, yada. So I would have to go with Brock Lesnar's return to UFC.
Okay, there you go, Omega.
Honestly, there's two that stand out to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not to belittle it, it's a horrible thing, but I can't deny that China's death wasn't a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Like the lifestyle she led, the direction she was going. It, yes, it's a terrible thing, but it really did not surprise me. Like, you know, and I hate to say that, but truth. Now, for me, story of the year was Daniel Bryan retiring.
Okay.
Because we saw how much he was fighting it. We saw how much he was trying to get back in the ring. He was trying to, you know, no matter what, even after he comes back from one injury, he's still trying to be Daniel Bryan. You know, he's still doing the dives. He's still going 90 miles an hour because that's the only pace he knows how to wrestle, and he doesn't want to disappoint anyone. Mm-hmm. And you know how much he loves the business, how much he loved being a wrestler, and how goddamn good at it he was.
You still hear him talk about how much he still wants to be a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the guys where I feel like there's part of him that's never going to let it go. You know, it's how connected we were to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the story he had building up his time in WWE, you know, the culmination at WrestleMania 30, seeing his passion for the business and how much he wanted to get back into the ring, get back into competition. It was a horrible thing to find where you finally had to watch him come out and admit it was done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause The one thing in storyline, and really the one thing Daniel Bryan in his actual career was all about was not giving up more so than the guy who comes out and flashes a towel at the camera that says the phrase. And yeah, that was to see him admit that he had to give up was just absolutely tragic.
All right. Well, me looking at this list for story of the year, Daniel Bryan retiring, for me, that was a matter of time. He was just drawing it out. He was just avoiding the inevitable. I was expecting it to happen sooner or later. Roman Reigns being suspended was like, really? Wow. Surprise. Okay. Adam Rose suspended, then getting released? Well, you know, you got caught doing something that the WWE has on their banned list. Then you bitched and complained about it, and, well, I got a doctor's note, and they let you go. Dummy, the return of the brand extension. Well, I've been preaching that since January, and I kept getting shot down, and I kept getting told, it's not going to happen. Told you so.
Doesn't mean it needed to happen.
No, I'm not saying it needs to happen. I'm just legitimately telling you guys, I told you so. None of you believed me, and you all disagreed with me. And so for me, not a surprise. Deliberately, there are two that I just totally have not talked about yet. And I'm about to talk about one of the bigger stories of the year here. When you stop and you look at all the wrestlers we have lost from 2004, just from 2004 up until, okay, China's death. China's death is the first time I noticed a mass reaction on social media, on forums boards, on news comments. It wasn't completely unanimous, but it was the overwhelming majority of wrestling fans pissed off at China for living the lifestyle that did her in. Lack of surprise that it was China that wound up doing herself in. Just general, like, you dumb bitch. And I'm paraphrasing, and everything that basically that's what it boils down to. You had way too many chances and opportunities to get your shit together. You refused to do so. And you can't help somebody who refuses to be helped. And that was China. That was a lot of wrestlers before China. The turning point was that wrestler from Edmonton that shall not be named. And you guys all know I'm talking about Chris Benoit.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. The tragedy there made every fan stop and think. Well, instead of mourning the passing of all of these people who have done themselves in through overdoses, suicides, whatever, it's time, as fans of these people, we let these people know that this is not acceptable. And this is the reaction that I picked up and I gleaned from the internet when it was announced that China passed away. The grisiest thing I've ever seen was China's manager after the fact trying to make a buck off of the whole thing in 5 or 10 different ways. Brock Lesnar returning to the UFC. Holy cow. Really? But what about his WWE contract? They're endorsing it? Are you kidding? That's huge. All right. If it wasn't for China, Brock Lesnar wins hands down. However, the story of the year is not just China's death, but the reaction to it combined with her death. That, for me, is story of the year. Fair enough?
You're valid. That's a valid point.
There you go. Okay, so that's mine, that's yours, and that's Mike's. Our next one, Tag Team of the Year. Now, do I really have to list all the tag teams? Do I have to tell you Enzo and Cass, The Revival, New Day, American Alpha, and Gallows and Anderson are on this list? Do I have to? Stop thinking, Mike. I can smell the smoke from here.
Chomping Gargano.
There you go. So, Omega, who's your tag team of the half year?
This is a kind of a tough pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to stick with the New Day.
Yeah.
I really want to, but oh my God, Enzo and Cass have been on fire.
Thank you.
Even with Enzo taking some time off for, you know, a hard sneeze.
Uh-huh. That's funny. Blamed it on our experience. Yeah, well, I'll give spoiler alert. You know, you just pick the two that I'm going up pitting against each other.
I know, yeah. I know. Damn it. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say the New Day.
Okay.
Because it's just aside from just a sheer level of consistency when it comes to in-ring and on-mic performance, I've gotten some seriously legitimate laughs out of that. You know, even the, like, when they write their own stuff, it's amazing. It's entertaining. It's nothing like.
You can tell it's their own stuff they wrote.
Yeah. But even when it's stuff that was given to them, like the time machine gag was something that was written for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, they still sold it so well. Like Kofi coming out to his old music and no, this was my best year. Let me stay.
He'd come out pretending he's from Jamaica again.
That was great.
Okay. Mike.
Chomp and Gargano. No, I'm just kidding. Jesus. It is a toss up. Between the New Day and Enzo and Cass, like Omega said, they're Enzo and Cass just on the mic. And then when, you know, Enzo had to recuperate, Cass, like, still represented the team. And then when he showed up, and then when Enzo came back, that was a big pop. But the New Day, longest reigning tag team champions in an actual stable that lasted for a while, in a minute, they're doing well But I will have to, I'm actually going to go with Enzo and Cass.
Well, like I said, like Omega said, like Mike said, it comes down to Enzo and Cass and the New Day. And the only reason that I'm not picking Enzo and Cass is because they haven't been around long enough. They took a bit of a break because of that hard sneeze. And kudos to Cass for basically carrying on while we all waited for Enzo to come back and be cleared. Awesome job. New Day, just there's shit they do that I'm not into, but legitimately they do give me a laugh. Fact of the matter is, the crowds at every show are thoroughly, thoroughly entertained by the New Day. And yeah, they can be funny as hell. Just edging them out, just because of the longevity, the New Day just squeaks by Enzo and Cass for me. Otherwise, I'd have picked Enzo and Cass if they had been on TV a little bit longer. We had a category here that said botch of the year, and we were debating, humming and hawing. Are we going to bother with it? We didn't bother coming up with anything because we couldn't really think of anything to put in there. So we're just leaving it open for your Omega. If you have something to think about that you want to go ahead and throw out there for botch of the half year, go ahead.
Rebel versus Shelly Martinez. It's agreed. Not even a debate. I don't even have to think about it. It's the agreed. Worst goddamn botch I've seen in my life.
when she's screaming about her vag during the match?
Yep. Yeah.
What did I miss on this one here?
Have you not seen it?
I have not seen it.
Oh my god.
How have you not seen? Oh, okay. After the show, we know what we're giving Tim.
Do we describe it for him and anyone else who's listening, or should we just let, like, visual example him right now?
Describe it.
Okay, so aside from, like Rock said, there are parts in this match where there are submission holds that involve... I can't remember who was in the hold and who was delivering it, but yeah, we had a girl screaming, "My vag, my vag."
It was Shelly screaming that.
My vag hurts. Okay.
God.
All right. So, I've got the clip up just to refresh myself. So we got Shelly Martinez on the inside. Rebels on the outside. And, Shelly is like jumping up in the ring like she's going to dive. Like she's going to like Daniel Bryan through the ropes. Now what happens is while Rebel's like stunned selling on the outside, Shelly hits the ropes. Goes to dive, but she doesn't dive. Instead, she teeter-totters herself on the second rope and just, like, flips forward. Her legs catch on the top rope, and she just dangles there upside down. Like, it's like she tried to dive, or like she thought about diving, and only made it about an inch off the ground. Because what it looked like was supposed to happen was Rebel was supposed to come up and like elbow her as she was going through the ropes and like as a counter spot, but Rebel was out of position.
All right, now that you described everything to me, and thanks for the YouTube link, I remember seeing a clip of that. It was a GIF posted on Twitter. You're right, Omega.
Yeah, and the follow-up to this is Rebel just kind of clings on to her, drags her out of the ropes onto the apron, like alligator rolls with her into the ring, into a pin, and that's the finish. 1, 2, 3. Shelly Martinez defeated by, I don't fucking know.
A yeast infection.
Here's the sound.
Stop. Wow. Oh my god.
TNA Knockouts 2016. One night only.
10 people in the audience to watch it and hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
Well, since it was a one night only taping, yep.
Oh my god, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, Omega, you win.
That's indeed botch of the year.
All right. Mike, did you have anything?
I'm sorry. I'm watching this botch over and over and over and over again.
It's a car wreck.
Which leads me to the botch of the half year. Anything TNA produces.
All right, that's a little mean.
But is he wrong?
No, he's not. No, he's
really, nope.
No.
Sorry.
Well, it's mean because there's, but they do some good things.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So I have to be specific.
I mean, their commercials for That 70 Show are crazy.
Yeah, botch of the year. That 70 Show.
That's actually Super that, Game. That's actually another botch of the year.
Botch of the okay. Botch of the half year. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Is them trying to, you know, get their show on the ground, off the ground. Yeah, it's another one. But they do produce some good wrestling some of the time. Sometimes.
All right, whose bright idea was it to post that shit on my timeline, Wild Talk Radio?
What?
Yeah, you know exactly what, Rock.
What? Moist?
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about it, so might as well, you know. Put it out there.
It's Boy. Like you and Mike both post the pictures, but yeah, you win the internet for being even more of a pig than him.
Well, his was in response to the one I made.
There you go. Just bad. Just absolutely bad. All right, so now that you've shown me that on YouTube, I agree. That's the botch of the never mind the half year.
It's going to take some genuine talent to botch that. I don't think Sin Cara could manage to top that.
Oh, shit. Sin Cara looks like a goddamn superstar compared to what I just saw on YouTube.
Someone just posted this made Glow look legit.
Oh,
this made WrestleLicious look legit.
There you go.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
That kind of hurt, Mike, but you know what? He's not that far off. Stop playing the clip. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do it because I don't
want to. Don't give him the clip.
That's why I'm not doing it. Yep.
Hilarious. Go ahead, Mike. Say it.
It ain't.
It ain't.
Not this time. Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
Mike has never been clipped yet, Rock. There's your hint.
We've proven that fact. That's incorrect. He has many clips. Or some clips.
Well, you know what I mean. As an official
member. Oh, since he's become a member of the show, he's not been clipped yet?
Exactly.
No, it's...
Sell it.
It's not moist, it's dry.
And with that
on that note, should we take a quick time?
Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all time greatest.
Yes, Tim, I cut you off. We're not doing a break. We're just going to this.
Powerlifting.
So we'll go to the all-time greatest, and it's up first, Undertaker versus Undertaker in 94 versus Bret versus Owen in 1994. Tim, you're up first.
Well, if I pick Bret versus Owen, I'm going to get the obligatory people picking on me. I'm only picking Bret and Owen because I'm such a mark for the hearts. No, Undertaker versus Undertaker was really bad. Bret versus Owen, holy shit, what a match. Bret versus Owen.
Oh, my God.
As a kid, I thought... Like, seeing two Undertakers at the same time was amazing, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. I watched that match as an adult now, and I have the exact same, I can't believe what I'm watching reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But in a very different way. Yeah, it doesn't compare. It does not compare to the Bret and Owen rivalry.
Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, and for three votes, it is Bret versus Owen.
Unanimous.
And with 57% of the vote, the fans agree, Bret versus Owen. Up next, the British Bulldog beats Bret Hart in 92 versus the Legion, who helped the Hart Foundation defeat Demolition for the World Tag Team titles in 1990. Mike.
Let me put this video on pause.
Loop it forever.
Anyway, jeez, man. Legion of Doom helping the Heart Foundation, and that was a big match at the time. But the British Bulldog beating Bret Hart in the country. God save the Queen. I would have to say, British Bulldog beating Bret Hart, you can't beat that, because that was just an emotional match.
All right, there you go. Omega.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with the pick. You know, again, you've got Hart family members feuding with each other, which generally works. And besides that, it was a phenomenal match. I would agree. It's hard for me to go against it.
Tim?
Well, you're looking at the Legion of Doom helping the Hart Foundation defeat Demolition for the Tag Team Championship. That was pretty cool. It was fun. It was great. And he's like, is the Hart Foundation ever going to get the titles? Well, there, boom, there you go. You got it. But how big was the Davey Boy versus Bret? I'll tell you how big it was. SummerSlam match, massive. The thing involved Diana Hart, wife to Davey Boy Smith at the time, sister to Bret, torn between the two of them. Bad blood, bad feelings, built up beautifully. It was for the Intercontinental title. It was the main event for SummerSlam. It is still talked about as one of the best matches of all time. Certainly ranking in the top 20, maybe the top 10. Bulldog beats Bret for the IC title in Wembley Stadium.
With 71%, Bret Hart, the Bulldog beats Bret Hart moves on thanks to the fans on that one. So that finishes that round off, which means we're down to the final 8.
Wow, we're getting close.
So about, what, 3 weeks away?
About time, man. Jesus.
I know, 3 weeks away till we know what the all-time greatest SummerSlam moment is. Actually, 1, 2... Make that 4, because on that show, it'll be just the pay-per-view show. So 4 weeks, we'll know what it is. But next week, it'll be Honky Tonk Man and Warrior versus Shawn versus Hunter in 2002. And Shawn versus Hogan and Bret versus Perfect.
Damn.
The all-time greatest.
God damn it.
Next week.
Damn. God damn it.
We're getting there. We're getting tough decisions.
Yeah.
With that, it's time for quick hit. Oh, wait, before we do quick hits, got to do one segment on the show, not in the format, but we're going to do it anyhow. And that's WTR Fantasy Update.
Shut up. Lindsay wins.
Just shoot me in the head now.
Rage.
For the week.
No. You don't get to. You don't get to. No one but me has the right this week.
For the week, Lindsay had 11 points. Mike and Tim had 6. I had 7. And Omega had -1.
What happened?
I had 14 points halfway through Raw.
Then SmackDown happened.
No, the second half of Raw happened.
Second half of Raw.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so I said, we talked about this, Omega, that we weren't going to do the segment. We're going to do the segment now.
It's time! It's time!
Omega.
Can I bitch now?
He hangs up. It was about bitching about the fantasy, dude. God. Not the thing we were talking about. We're just doing Omega time.
Oh, shit.
Bitch about
Don't hang up.
Bitch about fantasy. Go.
There's nothing to bitch about. What? There's plenty to bitch about, but... My entire draft is feuding with each other. You fucking idiots. We're on a team.
I don't think they realize that you picked them, Omega.
They should know when something that monumental happens.
Yeah, feud with Lindsay's team and beat them.
They are. New Day versus the Wyatt family. They're feuding.
I'm worried about the New Day.
You say the New Day's gonna fall?
No, fuck no. I got a funny feeling that it's all a swerve.
That'd be good for Omega's team. But he on SmackDown, he had Del Rio, Sheamus, and Cesaro all in one match.
Oh, geez. Shit, that had to.
Yeah, and guess what? The one that won lost the next match.
As Cesaro lost to Rusev.
Rusev Putria.
The show was half an hour long, and a third of my roster had lost.
Jesus.
His only savior on SmackDown was Dana Brooke.
And there's somebody greener than grass.
I'm not thrilled with it. I accept it, but I am not thrilled with it.
Do over.
No. Draft split, hurry up. Break these morons apart.
Except they're probably going to keep some of them on the same show together.
No, you know what's going to happen to all of our draft picks? Is that they're going to split. They're going to split the roster. They're going to flood in a bunch of NXT people, and all of them are going to start jobbing out to the new guys so the new contenders look good. And we're all going to have negatives for 1 week.
That sucks. That just sucks.
I have Finn Balor coming up, so that'll be cool. Go Team Finn. So stay up to date on WTR Fantasies, and we do it all week long at Wild Talk Radio where I post the updates. Because tomorrow it's a 16-man match. Team USA versus the world.
86-team match?
16-man match. 8 versus 8. Team USA versus the world. And Omega
the
has
world is going to job to the USA.
And Omega has the world.
Hollywood
sure got too many goddamn foreigners taking jobs on my roster.
Kingkins go Sheamus, Cesaro, and Del Rio will all move to SmackDown feud with the New Day.
Kingkins.
Talk back to your corner.
Get back to work.
With that, now we'll do quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
All right, Omega, we're going to save you for last. So we'll go with Mike. Mike, how many hot dogs will be eaten by the winner of the hot dog eating contest tomorrow?
Cut the camera off. 2.
Okay.
Hey, he's not wrong. I'm sure the winner will eat 2.
Yeah, I do that. I get that. But I wanted an actual guess. He's going with 2. All right. Tim, how many hot dogs will the hot dog eating contest winner win?
Oh, it's going to be won by that skinny 123-pound Japanese guy again, won't it?
No, that guy's not in the contest.
Oh.
But how many hot dogs will that person eat?
How long is this contest for?
10 minutes.
For some reason, the number 48 sticks in my brain, so I'll say 25.
Okay, Omega, same question.
God, remind me where the other guesses.
2 and 25.
Should 2 and 25.
Should mention the record is 69.
By that skinny Japanese dude.
No, by a dude named Joey Chestnut. Not a skinny Japanese dude. The last year's winner had 62. Last year's female winner had 38. So Tim's on the.
You like how he's giving me all the facts before letting me guess?
They didn't ask. I wanted an actual number. So.
I'm going with 59.
There you go. And go to Mike. Mike, will Brock Lesnar win on Saturday?
Yes.
Tim, will Brock Lesnar win on Saturday?
Yes, he'll win on Saturday, proving that it's fixed.
Omega.
Let's be interesting. No.
Why won't he win?
Because let's see. I don't think he's had the proper time to make a comeback from this. I think he's spent a little bit too long pretending to beat people up.
He does a good job at pretending.
He does a good job of pretending.
Well, that'll do it for quick hits.
That means that does it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, country boy, shoot me a text message. I don't have your phone number anymore. All right, that being said, join us tomorrow night for a post-Raw show.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Spend your Independence Day with us with the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rack. Lindsay Ward returns to the Radidio Waves.
Yes, we'll talk NXT. We'll talk all the news you can handle. It's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go back and listen to last week's episode where we played Ask The Rack. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Just search Rack Radio Show and it's rackradioshow.com. Follow Lindsay on Twitter at Linsward, LINSWARD. Check out our artwork at behance.net/Linsward. Same as the Twitter.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to it. Another edition of the wild, the wacky, the weird, the unusual, the probably should be illegal CB radio.
You never get that right, but anyway. The weird, the wacky, the unusual.
You ever get the idea that I do it on purpose?
I know you do it on purpose.
It
annoys me every single time.
That's why I do it on purpose.
I know. CB radio, midnight-ish. Go back and listen to last night's episode where we celebrated the 4th of July. Kane Kinnage goes 20 for 20 in the top comedy movies, and we talk all the weird stories you can handle. It's CB Radio, Saturday nights, midnight-ish, CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com, hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
There you go. Yeah, and of course, next Sunday night, another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio at its regular time, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That's for Matt, because he's in the chat room. I didn't think you needed to worry about doing the math. Don't forget, you can follow me on the Twitter machines. Just follow at Flames Forums, because that's my Twitter handle. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/menchefs, MENCHEFS. Omega, I made the reference earlier tonight. You're all over the interwebs.
Yeah, I try to be. So, if you are on Facebook, yes, Tim, I am on Facebook, but it's TJ Reviews over there.
Yes,
Everywhere else, it happens to be TJ Omega, which is my Twitter handle. TJ Omega is also the YouTube channel, where we'll be getting back to a 5-video-a-week rotation, now that the editing task from hell is over. And TJOmega.org is the home for all of the exclusive videos that YouTube doesn't like me posting. And I know all this kind of ties together because somewhere out there is a man named Clint who started watching my stuff and migrated all the way here to WTR. So if you're listening, yo!
Hi, Clint. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. That was a heavy editing job you had to do.
You don't even know.
Oh, I have an idea, because when you talk about it, I know it's massive.
Yeah.
We will talk after show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong, though.
No.
You are not wrong, Tim. Mike?
Well, for the usual stuff, you can add me on Twitter, the WTR Oreo. Later in the month, I will be posting pictures when I go to WWE Battleground. That's right, I will be in Battleground, and I will be taking pictures through my Twitter. And yes, so hopefully I'll get good seats and stuff.
Where is Battleground?
Battleground is going to be in D.C. at the Verizon Center.
And you're calling in on the way home.
Fuck.
What, you're not going to give us a live report?
That's not that. I'm going to be... I'll do it.
Mike, you don't have to worry about it.
We got it covered, Mike. Don't worry.
I was about to say, if you want a drunk Mike on the show, that's fine.
Oh, hell yeah!
Oh, hell no.
Anyway, it's at
We'll see.
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, says Wild Talk Radio Network. Get the show on iTunes, Stitcher, search Wild Talk Radio Network, and at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. And vote at WrestleTalkRadio.com for the all-time greatest.
There you go. That being said, former Street Team, get the word out. Let everybody know that they should be here every Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Catch you next week. Oh, and happy Independence Day, America.